Welcome to some of the hottest smut you can find on the internet and a bit of oral satisfaction. This is the Masturbation Monday podcast, a weekly reading of some of the sexiest, hottest, most erotic stories that celebrate the best damn day of the week, Masturbation Monday. If you usually dread Mondays, we've got what you need. And hey, if you need to get yourself off while you listen, we won't judge. Here's your host and one of the smoothest voices around, John Brownstone, ready and eager to bring you a weekly dose of erotic smut.
This week, our piece is Cleaning Up Her Mess by Floss Liddell. Floss is a queer, kinky, non-monogamous blogger and podcaster focusing on kink, fetish, BDSM, and alternative lifestyle positive content. Content warning, themes of humiliation and degradation included. It's frivolous. You're frivolous. Don't you realize some of us struggle to pay our bills each month? The conversation was always the same with Jane. I wouldn't mind so much if she wasn't nursing a rather expensive bottle of wine as we spoke, and if there was even truth in nature of my frivolity. What's your indiscretion? I hear you cry. I must confess, I have a cleaner. At least, this is what Jane thinks. What I actually have, though, is a willing and consenting submissive who gains an awful lot of pleasure of being allowed to do various household tasks for me. In exchange, I reward her for good behavior. She's adorable and eager to please, which means my house is always spotless. She also has a variety of cleaning outfits that, without fail, brighten my day when I see them. My phone pings with today's outfit in question. And as I go to open it, Jane sighs loudly and starts a tirade of how she hates mobiles and how there is no peace in the world anymore. Again, I wouldn't mind, but she was on the phone for 30 minutes of our current 2-hour lunch date. When I check my message and see her delightful French maid's outfit and the feather duster in her hand, I am done. Lunch is finished, and I am going home to inspect her efforts. As I open the door, I can hear her rustling around in the kitchen. As I enter, I am not disappointed by the view I am greeted with. Kneeling down, cleaning the floor, her tiny skirt is no match for her beautiful bottom, and it is on full display. I love her bum. Biting it, beating it, grabbing it, all of which we might indulge in later, if she has completed her tasks to the required standard. I wander around the house, checking all the agreed-upon areas of inspection. Everything is as it should be, until I reach the bathroom. My mirrors are usually gleaming after she has cleaned them. Today, though, they are streaky and peppered with finger marks. She knows the punishment for this infraction. And while I was excited to reward her, it is my job to give her what she needs. And what she needs right now is reprimanding. When I reach the kitchen, she is sitting on her assigned chair waiting for my feedback. The look on her face tells me she already knows what is coming, though. On your feet. She stands there, but there is apprehension in her body language. She will follow every order I issue, but she will do so wishing she did not have to. Wishing she could say no. Wondering why she didn't just clean the mirror properly. Of course, she can say no if she wants to. She can use her words to explain that she doesn't want this anymore, but she won't. She never does. She never does, because above all else, this part of her that brought her to me. I spread her legs as she rests her hands on the kitchen table. Her panties are soaked through, and I move them aside so my fingers can explore the wetness of her folds. As my fingers move inside her cunt, my words begin to weave inside her mind. I whisper at her ear, soft and wicked, as I begin to strip away her decency and turn her into the puddle of nothing she desires to be. You're a disgrace. Fucking useless. My mirror is filthy. Your mind is too full of perversions to focus properly. You're a dirty girl. A bad girl. Just just a filthy fucking slut, if I'm being honest. With every word I speak, she gets wetter and wetter. She's whimpering, too, and I know she will cry. Her tears will fall, and as I watch that happen, my cunt will spasm, and I'll be left with no other options than to fuck her useless. We've both faded into oblivion. That is later, though. Now, I must teach her a lesson. As my fingers increase their efforts to fuck her to orgasm, her moaning becomes more desperate and the wanton slut in her shines through. What are you, girl? A fucking filthy slut, miss, she says in one breath, then lets out a groan of pleasure to punctuate it. Really? Just a filthy fucking slut? No, miss, I'm your filthy fucking slut. Yes. Yes, she is. Mine. All mine, and that's why I must be firm with her, because what my slut needs, my slut gets, and what she needs right now is to be debased and ruined so she can be free and complete. My tirade on her mind continues as my fingers pound into her. I use all the words I know to humiliate her. I tap into those parts of her that no one else knows about. I dig deep and use her shame against her, all the while making her more and more aroused, to the point she is begging to come. Please, miss, please can I come? I make her wait. Just a few minutes longer. Her legs can barely hold her weight now, and her ragged breathing and desperate pleas are becoming so intense I could cry with happiness. I just want a little more of it. A little more of her desperation to feed the wickedness within. Then it's time. I can feel her cunt beginning to clench around my fingers in a way that tells me she will not be able to hold off much longer. My fingers pound into her hard and fast, right against that spot she loves to hate. She will fill the air with cries of no and please stop, and if I stopped, she would cry out furiously and beg me to keep going. I didn't stop today, though. Today, I give her exactly what she deserves. She comes hard against my fingers, the warm, wet product of my efforts gushing over my hand and onto the nice, clean floor. She falls to her knees. She is, as I predicted, crying. Great sobbing gasps as she kneels in a pool of her own creation. It isn't over yet, though. Her punishment has only just begun. You know what to do. Be a good girl and clean up your mess. She looks at me with tear-stained cheeks, her makeup smeared all over her face. She looks like a wreck and, in my opinion, extraordinarily beautiful. The look in her eyes is pleading. Please don't make me do this, they say. I must, though. Without this bit, she will retain some dignity. And she needs to be stripped of that completely. Do it. And as always, she needs some physical encouragement. My fingers twist into her hair and I push her face into the mess she has made, reminding her once more that she's a naughty girl who deserves to be punished. I catch her eye as she begins to lap at the floor, and that look is everything. Humiliated and degraded, she is consumed by shame. These things she lets me do to her are beyond convention. They are, to most people's mind, depraved and disgusting. In fairness, they are depraved and disgusting, and that is why they are so much fun. She knows this. She knows if she tells any of her friends what we do together, they would shy away and probably call her awful names, and that would not be acceptable. I am the only one who gets to call her awful names. And she loves me for it, and that shows in her eyes, too. Adoration for the one who embraces her perversions and set her free by reducing her to a cum-cleaning slut, my beautiful cum-cleaning slut. After a few minutes, she is lost to her task. Eyes closed, body relaxed, she has found her happy place, which means knowing she is content and satisfied, and now I can use her for other things. Taking her hand, I lead her upstairs to the bathroom of all places, where the dirty mirror kick-started today's fun. I glance at it again. The words, "Please degrade me, miss," daubed on it in soapy finger streaks. When she asks for things so nicely, it is always a pleasure to provide them for her. Now, though, we climb into the shower together, and I wash her hair and her body, enjoying the sight of the water cascading over her curves. My fingers trace familiar marks and blemishes that she used to complain to about me paying attention to, but now she smiles and giggles at how much I love all of her. Her own hands explore my body, and as they reach my face, she pulls me into a kiss. It is filled with passion, and when we pull away, she whispers a soft thank you. I am thankful too. Thankful that she trusts me enough to explore the dark places with her, to keep her safe, and to make sure I always bring her back into the light with gentle and loving aftercare, which helps things return to a more everyday equilibrium, and our DS dynamic ebbs away softly, so it is just a quiet lapping at the shore of our being together. Everyday kinds of conversation resume as she asks me how lunch was. Filled with Jane's gripes, as always, but she did make me laugh once or twice, so not all bad. Does she still think I'm your cleaner? She does. We should really tell her you're my girlfriend soon, though, and make proper introductions. Oh, no, not yet. Please, miss. Let's leave it a little longer. It's so much fun this way. I can't help but laugh, and people say I'm the wicked one. You, my girl, are every bit as wicked as me. With that, she splashes me full in the face with the water she has collected in her hands, and I suspect a whole new kind of punishment is in her future. If you loved what you just heard and want more, follow Floss on Twitter or Instagram at @Floss_84, or check out her blog at flossdoeslife.com. Want more? Head to masturbationmonday.kaylalords.com. All the one-handed reads you can handle.